This is Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme today is Neither Here Nor There.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Seattle International Airport.
There's a new movie out, set in Seattle. It's a murder mystery called Vele Puka.
Welcome to your spa.
And it was made by a group of local Indian expat techies.
Light a bit.
The movie is in Tamil and English, with English subtitles. It's been released in both the U.S. and in India. At the start, the main character is really neither here nor there. A major plot thread explores how this man who is stuck between worlds finds a way to belong to both. And in keeping with the theme, Vivek Elangovan directed and co-wrote the film, and when he's not doing that, he's a software engineer at Microsoft. He joined us to explain where the idea for the movie came from.
Before even I started writing the story, my parents had visited Seattle for the first time, and they came and lived with me for like 3 weeks. But they got bored on the second day because I used to go for work and they didn't have anyone to talk to or do anything. And my dad used to go on this long, long walks. And he would have visited places which even I didn't know was in the neighborhood. And he would make friends here. And I would like, Dad, be careful. I don't know who you're hanging out with. And that was actually a trigger to write a story. Like, what happens if my dad gets involved in a murder mystery? So
Was that the germ?
Yeah. So that was the germ of the idea. So what happens if my dad gets involved in a murder mystery or something happening in the neighborhood which he shouldn't be? And then I started developing on more on top of it and the layers added on top of it.
Could you describe our hero? Tell me a little bit about the character who is the main protagonist.
Sure. The main protagonist of Vele Puka is Rudran. Rudran is a retired police inspector from India. So he comes to Seattle to meet his son, who is settled here, and he works for Microsoft, like me. They have a thing going back for a few years where they have not been talking to each other much. So he is coming here to spend his retirement as some time with his son so that he can mend their relationship.
And that's the whole movie. And then he goes home and everyone's happy.
Yes. I wish.
So what happens? What are the curves that are thrown at Rudran?
So being a policeman, but also being someone new, he's completely lost. Like, it's a new place, new beginning. You get the Indian ingredients from the Indian grocery stores, but still the food tastes different. And he's trying to figure out his place in this new environment. And then people start going missing in his neighborhood.
Reporting live from the scene of the crime.
And his police instincts kick in.
Officer, what happened to her? Kidnapped?
We're not sure yet. Who are you, by the way?
No, did you talk to your friends, colleagues?
And that gives him the familiarity which he is yearning for. And that's where he starts slowly getting his footing in this place. And at almost at the halfway point, when it starts getting personal, that's when he rises up to the challenge.
So how many full-length feature films have you directed before this?
It's a total of zero.
Wow. Did you always know that you could do this?
No, I had a big, big imposter syndrome. I used to write a bit when I was a kid, but then I stopped doing it. But the work-life balance was not there initially. But then I said, okay, let me try to move more into my creative space and see what's there. And that's when I joined Indus Creations, which is a Seattle-based cultural organization who do stage plays. I just joined the group and I started writing for them. And then I directed my play. And then I said, okay, let me try in different mediums. And then I wrote for my short films too. And that's when we said, okay, we have done short films. What's the next step? And it turned out to be a feature film.
So making movies or plays is no one's job. These are side pursuits, mostly of people who work for tech companies.
Yes. This is our passion. So we try to follow it in our weekends and evenings. We try to meet up and do it.
So if I listened in on one of your meetings, mm-hmm. would I assume you were talking about a film, or would I imagine you were probably talking about some kind of Windows widget?
Must be a Windows widget. So like, for example, one thing was, okay, to my editor, I would say, this is a P0 cut and this is one is a P2 cut. And he was like, what is a P0 and what is a P2? Oh, it's priority zero. And that's how we file bugs. But we did, for the cast, we did reach out to the Indian film industry and picked people who are actually professionals. because we want it to be a proper full-length feature film. And it is a full-length proper feature film, which is being reviewed in India, etc. So
yeah. So what's the reaction been like there?
India, it was very well received.
So have your parents seen the movie? And if so, what do they think?
So they saw it on the first day. I took them to a theater in India. It's one of the theaters which we used to visit before as a family. So I took them there. We saw it with the audience. They loved it because parents are parents. And everybody knows, like, if the kid is doing, it's the best. but seeing them forget that and go into the movie and go into the story and getting attached to it, like, because the first thing my mom said, this movie, it's a proper Indian movie, so it comes with an intermission. So at the intermission break, she was like, did he do it? And I was like, wow, you didn't say the movie is good or good job, nothing. So she was so much into the story that she asked me that. And I said, nope, you had to watch the second half to figure out who did it. So my dad did find the parallels. So he was able to spot that. And he said, I think I need to get some credit for this movie. So he does deserve the credit.
And what is it about your experience, and your life experience, that you didn't necessarily see in popular culture elsewhere that you felt strongly about representing in this movie?
One of the main things which I wanted to highlight is in this movie making is the power of and. Doing both is sometimes looked down upon as like, hey, you are a techie, why are you doing a movie? If you want to do a movie, do it full time. That I want to break that stereotype, saying that nope, we can do both, because I love my job in Microsoft. The job gives me, I'm very passionate about it. I'm passionate about computer science. I'm passionate about the job I do, and I love going to work. It's not preventing me from following my other passions, which I'm allowed to have and which I should have. And there is a power in that, like doing both actually helps both for me. Like being a good software engineer helps me make better movies, and making movies help me become a more creative software engineer. And that is the power of and, which I wanted to convey in this movie. And that's what most of my teammates are like that.
Yeah, and that seems to me that being a good father makes Rudran a better cop, and being a good cop allows him to be a good father.
Exactly.
Vivek Elangovan directed the film Vele Pukal. You can learn more about the movie, including screenings, at our website, knkxsoundeffect.org.
Yeah, I'm in the evergreen state, not trying to hate, but I need a break today. Tamil Nadu, I got too used to it. CNN wanna watch some news a bit. Tamil Nadu, I got too used to it. CNN wanna watch some news a bit.